A lobby clock clicks to 9 o'clock. Frosted glass doors open and close. A hiring panel signs in the day's interviews. Across town, an advising office stacks folders for spring placements. On the top floor of a quiet tower, a committee chair reviews a slate for 2 open leadership seats. Policies on paper promise equal opportunity. Fair treatment in work, in school, and in the rooms where power changes hands. Equal opportunity is the chance to compete on fair terms. Equal outcome is who wins after the competition. The difference matters. What happens between a posted rule and the lived step is where access is either kept clean or bent by habit. This report follows 3 entry points: a job post and an interview room, an admissions gate and an advising desk, a nomination slate and a closed meeting. The question is simple: who gets a fair shot, and how can anyone tell? Chapter 1: The Promise and the Gap. Framing cards. Time: Tuesday, 9:12 a.m., present day. Places: Midtown Office Lobby, City College Advising Suite, Riverfront Tower Conference Floor. Scope: Definition of terms, present moment field entry, what will be examined next. Method: Neutral third person. Allegation and opinion labeled as such. Verified practice described as observed steps. The lobby is quiet except for the hum of an air vent and the soft sound of shoes on tile. A sign near the desk reads interviews. A coordinator checks names and prints visitor badges. The schedule lists 5 candidates for 1 entry-level role. The job post requires basic proficiency in 2 office tools and an interest in learning. It lists 2 preferred items that describe the team's work. The building guide points to elevators and a cafe. Across town, an academic advising suite opens its door. A line forms early. A first-generation student arrives with a folder and a handwritten list of deadlines. The bulletin board shows posters for internships and scholarships. Some list short application windows. Some list software or lab access that is located across campus. The computer lab opens at 10 a.m. The student works a shift that ends at 8 a.m. The timing is tight. Uptown, the Riverfront Tower is quiet. Security checks names against a list. On the conference floor, a committee prepares to review nominations for 2 leadership roles. A draft slate sits in a folder. It lists names in small type. The committee charter is clear about term length and duties. It is less detailed about how names first appear on the slate. A staff member places water glasses along the table and adjusts a clock on the wall. Definition of terms for TTS. Equal opportunity is the chance to compete on fair terms that are visible, stable, and tied to the work or study at hand. Equal outcome is the final result after the competition. This report focuses on opportunity. It looks at how rules are written and how they are applied. It asks whether each step matches the rule that the institution claims to follow. A policy as written is what appears in the handbook, the charter, or the posting. A policy as lived is what happens in the room. Fair treatment exists when those 2 match, and when a person outside the room could check the match. Scene 1, the hiring lobby. A candidate sits with a notebook. The coordinator explains that each interview will be 30 minutes, and that there will be 2 rounds. The posting did not mention a test. The coordinator mentions a light exercise. The panel comes out. They shake hands and walk back toward a glass room. In the interview room, the panel opens with an informal question. The conversation is calm. 10 minutes in, a technical scenario appears. The scenario uses a tool that was not listed in the posting. The candidate answers carefully and explains a learning approach. The panel notes that answer. The next candidate will receive a different scenario. The panel has not standardized prompts for this round. That is a common practice in many workplaces, not an accusation about this one. It is noted here because it affects how opportunity is measured. Scene 2, the advising office. An advisor meets the first-generation student. A checklist sits on the desk. The list explains the steps for a paid practicum. The list is clear. It includes a lab requirement. The lab opens after the student's shift ends. The practicum application is due the same morning. The advisor explains that an alternate lab is open on another campus 2 train stops away. The student does not have time to travel and return before the deadline. The advisor writes an email to the practicum office. The reply will arrive later in the day. The window is narrow. Scene 3, the leadership slate. The committee chair reads names. A staff member explains that the slate reflects prior service and visible impact on a recent project. The committee charter does not define visible impact. The chair asks whether other nominations were collected. A staff member states that informal suggestions were taken over the past month. The method for collecting suggestions is not documented. This is not offered as criticism. It is listed because process clarity is the lens used in the chapters that follow. What is alleged versus what is verified? It is often alleged in public debate that subjective steps create unfair advantage. That is an allegation. What is verified here is simpler and narrower. In each scene, key steps are not written with enough precision to be checked by a person who is not in the room. When steps are not written, drift is more likely. Drift means that small choices depart from the stated rule. Context explainer. Job posts set the field. A job post that uses a long list of nice-to-have items can drift into a wish list that does not match the actual work. Admissions or practicum criteria set the field as well. Timing and access are part of that field. If the tools needed to qualify are not open during the hours when applicants can reach them, the step exists in theory and not in practice. Leadership nomination norms set the field for power. When the route onto a slate is not clear, access to influence depends on informal networks. Timestamps and places for the record. The hiring panel met between 9:30 a.m. and 11:20 a.m., Midtown Suite No. 5. The advising appointment took place at 10:15 a.m., City College Advising Room 2. The slate discussion began at 1 p.m., Riverfront Tower, Floor 21, Room 3. These stamps are included so that subsequent steps can be checked against them if needed. Stake. Why it matters now. Equal opportunity is a public value stated by many organizations. It appears in policy statements, in accreditation standards, and in hiring or admissions commitments. The test is not the presence of the value in print. The test is whether a person can trace each important step and see the same rule applied across similar cases. How policy and culture interact. Policy sets expectations. Culture shows up in small choices under time pressure. When policies are clear and steps are recorded, culture has less room to create uneven paths. When policies are broad and steps are unwritten, culture fills the gaps with habit. Habit favors what is already known. Return to the lobby. The second candidate enters. This time, a different panelist opens with a rapid technical prompt. The question references an internal tool. The posting did not reference internal tools. The candidate explains a principle that would transfer to a new system. The panel notes the answer. No written rubric appears in the room. A written rubric does not guarantee a perfect process. It does create a standard that can be checked. Return to advising. The practicum office replies. An extension is possible if the department confirms lab usage. The department confirms that a lab slot exists at 3 p.m. The student works a shift at 3 p.m. The extension window does not match the student schedule. The advisor notes that paid practicums reduce attrition among students who work long hours. The advisor cannot change lab hours. That is a structural constraint, not a personal choice. Return to the slate. The chair asks whether external nominations will be considered. The staff member says that the charter allows it. The window for external input is not formally announced. The committee agrees to add an announcement for the next cycle. That is a small change. It illustrates the line between policy as written and policy as lived. Plain language summary of the gap. In the hiring room, unstandardized questions create different paths through the same door. In the advising room, timing and access create a race against the clock that some students cannot join. In the leadership room, a slate built on informal suggestions does not show a clear route for names to appear. None of these facts claim intent. They describe steps. Steps decide whether a person can compete on the same terms. What will be examined in Chapter 2? The next chapter will look at the mechanisms behind these scenes. It will examine recruiting funnels, interview structures, and evaluation rubrics in work. It will examine admission signals, advising loads, and lab or software availability in education. It will examine stretch assignments, succession maps, and nomination channels in leadership. It will follow a simple test. Can a reasonable person outside the room see the steps, check them, and confirm that similar cases are treated the same way? Limits of this chapter. This chapter does not prescribe fixes. It does not measure outcomes. It defines terms, sets the field, and records the first pass through three doors. It marks where the posted rule and the lived step may part, closing pass through each door. At 11:20 a.m., the hiring panel thanks the final candidate. Notes are gathered. A decision will be made on Friday at 4 p.m. The process record will matter if any candidate asks for feedback. At 11:50 a.m., the advisor drafts a memo about practicum timing and submits it to the department. The memo requests lab hours that align with early morning shifts. At 2:15 p.m., the committee sends the draft slate to a distribution list for review. The note states that feedback is welcome by email through Thursday at noon. The note does not explain how names could be added from outside the list. What the evidence shows so far. Evidence shows that opportunity is built from steps that can be written, scheduled, and checked. Where steps are clear, access is visible. Where steps are vague, access depends on discretion. Discretion can serve fairness when guided by a rubric and a record. Discretion without a record cannot be checked. Chapter 2, Where Doors Open or Close. Framing cards. Time. Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:10 p.m., present week. Places, Midtown HR Suite, City College Admissions and Labs, Riverfront Tower Strategy Floor. Scope, Mechanisms in Work, Education Leadership. Reporting turns. Evidence from process records. Method, neutral third person. Verified steps described. Allegation and opinion labeled. Work, recruiting funnels and the first cut. The HR suite opens at 8:30 a.m. A recruiter signs in and loads an applicant tracker. The tracker shows 132 resumes for the entry role. A filter narrows the list by two keywords from the posting. 49 remain. The recruiter clicks through the top 20 files. A job description is a control surface. It sets what the filter will see. The posting lists two must-haves. It also lists six nice-to-haves. The applicant tracker treats all eight as signals. In practice, that means a long wish list behaves like a gate. That is a mechanism, not a claim about intent. At 9:10 a.m., the recruiter flags 12 candidates for phone screens. There is no written rubric for the screen. Past notes show free text entries. Some entries praise communication. Some entries note tool names. Few entries tie comments to the duties in the post. A rubric that maps questions to duties makes screens easier to check. Its absence makes grading harder to compare. Work. Interviews and evaluation rubrics. At 10:15 a.m., an interview panel meets. The panel uses a guide from last year. The guide lists five question areas. It does not require specific prompts or score ranges. A sample rubric from another team is attached to the guide. The panel has not adopted it. The first candidate receives a technical case about a scheduling conflict. The second receives a case about a client email. The third receives a tool prompt that references an internal system. Scores are written as numbers from 1 to 5. The panel does not write the reason for each number. Later, the numbers will be averaged. Evidence device. Rubric excerpt, anonymized. Duty. Coordinate weekly status notes. Prompt. Walk through your method to pull inputs and confirm accuracy. Scale, 1 to 5. Anchor for 3. Outlines a repeatable checklist and confirms source truth with at least two contacts. Anchor for 5. Shows a checklist, confirms sources, schedules a reminder, and names an error catch. The excerpt shows what anchors look like when they exist. Anchors reduce drift. Without anchors, numbers float. Work, mentorship, and sponsorship. At 11:20 a.m., a manager opens a folder of development plans. Mentorship and sponsorship appear on a line. Mentorship is advice and coaching. Sponsorship is active advocacy to place a person on visible work. The plans list mentors by name. They do not list sponsors or a method to assign them. This is a mechanism that shapes access. People with sponsors appear more often in rooms where decisions are made. That is a verified pattern across many workplaces in public literature. This report notes the presence or absence of a method to assign sponsors. It does not judge individuals. It asks whether the step exists on paper and in practice. Education, admissions signals and aid timing. At 1:10 p.m., the City College admissions desk reviews files for a bridge program. The criteria list three signals. A baseline grade point average. A short essay. A proof of lab preparation. The lab proof requires an online module. The module site records timestamps. Many students complete the module during lab hours. The lab opens at 9 a.m. The aid office opens at 10 a.m. Work shifts for many students end at 8 a.m. An advisor notes that the aid portal closes for maintenance on the first Monday of each month. The current deadline falls on that Monday. The office keeps a record of extension requests. The number of requests rises on months when deadlines fall near closures. That is a timing effect. It does not require intent to create unequal access. Evidence device. Timeline card. 8 a.m. student shift ends. 9 a.m. lab opens. 10 a.m. aid office opens. 10:30 a.m. class begins. Noon module window closes for same day review. Deadline at 1 p.m. The card shows the squeeze. A policy that looks neutral can squeeze people with certain schedules. The fix is not always more time. It may be better alignment. Education. Labs, software, and advising loads. At 2 p.m. the lab door is open. 8 stations are live. The module takes 40 minutes for a careful beginner. The queue holds 6 students. A sign lists alternate hours at another building. The ride is 2 stops away. Advising loads affect who learns about alternates in time. An advising director shares a ratio. 1 advisor to 400 students is common during peak weeks. That ratio affects how early and how often students get guidance about deadlines and lab hours. Process visibility matters. When guidance is posted where students already are, the ratio matters less. When guidance depends on FaceTime, a tight ratio becomes a gate. Education. Paid versus unpaid practica. The practicum office tracks placements. Paid roles report higher completion. Unpaid roles require outside work to cover costs. Completion drops when travel and hours stack up. The office notes a small procedural change from last year. It reclassified a set of roles as paid by pooling funds. Completion rose among students who work long shifts. That is a measured improvement tied to a structural change. Leadership. Stretch assignments and visibility. At 3:05 p.m. the strategy floor reviews stretch work for the next quarter. A list shows 4 initiatives and potential leads. The list comes from project owners. A note says that final names will be confirmed in a weekly meeting. There is no line that explains how names are first proposed. There is no date for a review of who had access to propose names. Stretch work is a visibility engine. It moves people toward nomination slates. When the route to stretch work is informal, access depends on who is seen. When the route is posted and refreshed, access can be checked. Leadership, succession maps, and nomination channels. A staff member opens a succession map. The map lists roles and backup names. It shows term end dates. It does not show how backup names were chosen. The committee charter allows external nominations. The channel for those nominations is a general email address. The address is public on a contact page. The page does not mention the nomination window. That is a gap between allowed and obvious. Evidence device. Process metric. Number of external nominations received last cycle. 2. Number of internal nominations received last cycle. 14. Number of people who opened the slate announcement. 108. Number of people who saw a call for external nominations in the text. 0. The call did not appear in the text. It was not visible. Reporting turn 1. A well-meant policy that backfired. At one campus department, a minimum tool list was added to an internship post to reduce post-hire training. The list included a paid software license that many students could access only in the lab. The lab hours overlapped with common shift times. Applications from students who work morning shifts dropped. The policy aimed at efficiency. It made access harder for a group that the program wanted to reach. This is a verified timeline with records of application counts before and after the change. No claim is made about motive. The effect is the point. Reporting turn 2. A small change that improved access. At a firm downtown, the hiring team cut the nice to have list from 6 items to 2. It added a short prompt with 3 standard follow-ups tied to duties. Interviewers wrote 1 line for each score. They logged the prompt and the score in a shared tracker. 6 months later, the team reviewed pass-through rates by prompt. The spread in scores narrowed. New hires ramped faster because training plans matched the prompts that candidates had already answered. The change was simple. It created more signal and less drift. Cross-scene verification. Process records allow cross-checks. In work, records of prompts and reasons support fair review. In education, posted hours and deadline calendars show alignment or misalignment with real student schedules. In leadership, nomination windows, call text, and slate refresh dates show whether routes are known. Where records exist, claims can be checked. Where records do not exist, claims rest on memory, allegations, and careful limits. People often allege bias when processes feel uneven. Allegations matter as signals. This chapter does not assign intent to individuals. It documents steps that either increase or reduce discretion. Discretion can be fair when it is guided by anchors and a record. Discretion without anchors and a record is harder to review. Mechanisms that open doors. In work, doors open when job posts match actual duties and when interviews use the same prompts tied to those duties. Doors open when panels write reasons that map to anchors. Doors open when sponsorship is assigned with a method, not left to chance. In education, doors open when deadlines avoid known closure windows and when lab and software access match common work shifts. Doors open when bridge modules are posted where students already are and when practicum roles are paid when possible. In leadership, doors open when stretch work is listed, when names can be proposed on a schedule, and when slates are refreshed with a call that anyone can see. Doors open when succession maps show not only names, but also the path that produced those names. Mechanisms that close doors. In work, long wish lists function as gates. Unstandardized prompts create different paths for similar candidates. Notes without reasons reduce the ability to review decisions. In education, deadlines that stack against shift schedules reduce access. Lab and software hours that miss the morning window exclude people who work nights. Advising ratios that rely on FaceTime limit, who hears about alternates. In leadership, nomination channels that exist on paper, but not in practice, shut out people who are not already in the loop. Succession maps that do not show how names were chosen hide the path. A brief return to our three doors with mechanisms in view. The hiring manager loads a shared tracker with anchored prompts. The panel agrees to use the same three core questions and to log one reason for each score. This introduces a stable record without slowing the room. The team sets a 10-minute buffer to write reasons between candidates. That buffer is on the calendar. The advising office posts a plain language module page that lists lab hours at both buildings and names two early morning slots held for working students. It adds a link to request an extension with a timestamp that shows when the request was made. The next deadline will avoid the maintenance window. The change is small and checkable. The leadership committee drafts a call for nominations with a hard open and close. It posts the call on the same page as the slate. It sets a refresh date and a method to log reasons for adding or deferring names. The call includes one line that explains how to propose a name from outside the current network. Midpoint reversal, new blind spots. Every lever can create a new blind spot. A strict rubric can miss unconventional skill signals if anchors are too narrow. Early morning lab slots may be filled first by students who already have flexible shifts if the sign-up link is not managed. An open nomination call can be flooded by name stacking if there is no cap per proposer. The lesson is not to avoid structure. It is to test the structure and adjust on a schedule. Process metrics help. Who applied? Who advanced? Who withdrew? Why? The numbers do not tell the whole story. They show where to look next. Verification methods. Logs and calendars. Anchored rubrics. Short debriefs written right after decisions. Public pages with clear time windows. External checks by a peer team once per quarter. These methods do not require large systems. They require attention at the right moment. The right moment is before a choice, right after a choice, and when patterns are reviewed. What people can see from outside the room. A reasonable person should be able to read a post and know what will be asked. A student should be able to see when a lab is open and how to request help. A candidate for leadership should be able to find the window to be considered and the date when the slate refreshes. When those facts are visible, trust grows. Cost of ignoring these steps. Ignoring mechanisms raises hidden costs. Hiring slows when panels relearn the same lesson without notes. Students drop from pipelines when deadlines fight their schedules. Leadership benches thin when the same few names carry every stretch. The cost does not appear on one invoice. It appears as delay, churn, and missed ideas. Closing evidence cards. Work card. Anchored prompts used for all candidates. Reasons logged in a shared tracker. Education card. Deadline moved off maintenance days. Early slots reserved. Extension link live. Leadership card. Open call text posted. Slate refresh date set. Nomination log created. Chapter 3. The playbook and the proof. Framing cards. Time. Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., present week. Places. Midtown hiring floor, City College practicum office, Riverfront Tower governance suite. Scope. Concrete practices that create fair treatment. Verification and accountability over 1 year and 3 years. Costs and payoffs. Method. Neutral third person. Steps are specific and checkable. What is known and unknown is stated. Purpose. This chapter moves from mechanisms to practice. It names small actions that any team can write down, schedule, and check. It shows how to prove that a fair shot was offered in work, in education, and in leadership. Work playbook. Write the job to the work. A hiring team meets at 9 a.m. The manager prints a one-page duty sheet. Each duty is a line. Each line names the outcome and the tools that will be taught. The team marks two items as must-have skills. The team marks three items as will train. This turns a wish list into a plan. A recruiter loads the posting. The must-have section is short. It lists only the two items tied to duties. The will train section names the tools that will be taught. The posting adds a brief practice path. It links to a sample exercise and a time estimate. The link goes to a public folder that does not require a login. Structured interviews. Interview prompts map to the duty sheet. Three core prompts are used for all candidates. Two situational prompts vary by domain. Score anchors live under each prompt. After each answer, the panel writes one sentence that explains the score. 10 minutes are reserved between candidates to write reasons. The tracker records the prompts and the reasons. Calibration and quiet checks. Before interviews, the panel does a 5-minute calibration. They read two sample answers with known scores. They align on what a 3 sounds like and what a 5 sounds like. After the day ends, a quiet check looks for missing reasons. If a reason is missing, the panel writes it that day while the memory is fresh. Pay bands and offers. The offer uses a posted pay band. The band is attached to the posting. The band is also shown in the tracker for internal review. When the offer is made, the recruiter records which step set the number. The step can be years of relevant work, scope of role, or a certified skill. The record protects both sides. Sponsorship that is assigned. Mentorship is advice. Sponsorship is advocacy. The manager assigns a sponsor to each hire in the first month. The sponsor owns one task. Place the new hire on one visible piece of work by the third month. The sponsor writes one line when that is done. The line goes into the tracker. Education playbook. Align access with time. The practicum office posts a single page that lists every step. The page shows lab hours, software access, and who to contact. It lists two early morning slots and two late evening slots each week. It explains how to request an extension. The request form records the time a student asked. The office replies within 1 business day. The reply lists a new due date and the reason. Transparent criteria. The bridge program lists criteria in plain language. Baseline grade point average. 1 short essay. 1 skills module. It explains why each item matters. It posts 2 sample essays that meet the bar and 2 that do not. It lists the module's time estimate. It links to a practice version of the module that anyone can run at home. Advising signal boosts. Advising ratios can be tight. Signal boosts reduce the load. The office places posters in labs and on the learning site that show the exact practicum steps and the 2 alternate lab times. A short video explains the module. Captions and a transcript are provided. The video length is under 3 minutes. Students see the steps without waiting for a meeting. Paid practicums where possible. The office reviews roles each term. It pools funds to convert a set of unpaid roles to paid roles. The office records completion rates by role type. It posts the chart each term. Students can see which paths have the highest completion. Donors and departments can see the payoff of paid roles. Leadership playbook. Open the slate, map the path. The governance suite posts a call for nominations. The call has an open date and a close date. It lives on the same page as the current slate. The call explains the role and the time commitment. It explains how to nominate. It explains how many names a person may submit. Succession maps with routes, not only names. The succession map lists each role and the backup names. Next to each name, the map lists the route that led there. It might be a stretch assignment, a committee lead, or a project result. The map also lists how to get that route. The map refreshes on a posted date each year. Stretch assignments that are posted. The strategy team posts a list of upcoming stretch work at the start of each quarter. The list shows the skills required. The list shows the window to express interest. A simple form captures names and reasons. The team reviews the form on a set date. Reasons for selection are written in one line and stored. Verification. Simple dashboards that show the path. Verification begins with public facts. The team builds three small dashboards. They are simple pages that can be read by a person outside the room. Work dashboard. Items shown. Number of applicants. Number that passed the first screen. Number interviewed. Number offered. Number accepted. The share of interviews that used all three core prompts. The share of scores with reasons attached. The share of offers made within the posted band. The number of new hires with a sponsor assigned by month 3. Education dashboard. Items shown. Number of applications. Number of extension requests. Response time to requests. Lab hours by time of day. Seats held for early and late slots. Completion rates for paid and unpaid roles. View counts for the step video. The share of deadlines scheduled away from known closures. Leadership dashboard. Items shown. Number of external nominations. Number of internal nominations. Date the call opened. Date it closed. Date the slate refreshed. Share of stretch assignments that were posted. Share of selections with one-line reasons. Number of roles with routes described on the succession map. How to report what is known and unknown. Each dashboard ends with two short lists. What is known is a set of facts from the current cycle. What is unknown is a set of facts that need better records. Unknowns are not failures. They are prompts for the next cycle. For example, a team may know how many interviews used core prompts. It may not yet know whether anchors are too narrow. That unknown becomes a test for the next review. Year 1 plan, 3 quarters of steady work. Quarter 1, write the duty sheet. Cut the nice-to-have list. Adopt 3 core prompts and anchors. Post pay bands. Post practicum steps and alternate hours. Open the nomination call with dates. Start the dashboards with only 3 items each. Quarter 2, add reasons to every interview score. Reserve early morning lab slots. Record extension response times. Post stretch assignments with dates. Add one sponsor to each new hire. Expand each dashboard by 2 items that can be measured without new tools. Quarter 3. Run a quiet peer check. A peer team reads a sample of interview notes and reasons. Another peer team checks the practicum timeline and lab seats. The governance team checks whether the succession map shows routes. Unknowns are listed at the bottom of each dashboard. Quarter 4. Publish a short review. Name one change that worked. Name one that did not. Set 2 tests for next year. Celebrate one example where the path was clean and visible. Keep the tone factual and calm. Year 3 plan. Deepen anchors and reduce blind spots. By the 3rd year, most steps will be routine. The work shifts to depth and fairness across edges. Work. Test anchors against unconventional signals. Add a prompt that looks for transfer skills. Track outcomes by duty match over time. Train new panelists on anchors. Rotate sponsors so that advocacy spreads. Education. Pilot home access to the module for students who cannot reach a lab. Track completion by shift pattern. Share results with departments that control lab budgets. Link practicum funding to completion and retention. Leadership. Add term limits where appropriate. Limit the number of names per proposer to avoid stacking. Invite an external observer once per year to read the nomination log and confirm that the call and the refresh dates were followed. Costs and payoffs. Costs are time to write, time to post, and time to check. These costs are steady and small when spread across a year. Payoffs include faster hiring because prompts create signal. Higher practicum completion because timing aligns with life. Deeper benches because stretch work is known and routes are visible. Trust rises when people can see the steps. Trust is a hard asset even if it lives off the balance sheet. Common risks and fixes. Risk. Anchors become too narrow and miss talent. Fix. Add one open prompt that allows a candidate to map a past project to the duty sheet. Risk. Early or late lab slots fill instantly. Fix. Hold a share for students with verified shift conflicts. Rotate release times so one group is not always favored. Risk. nomination calls are ignored. Fix. Pair the call with a short talk in a standing meeting. Post a 1-minute reminder with the link and the dates. Keep the text simple and visible. Risk. Dashboards drift out of date. Fix. Assign a single owner. Set a monthly calendar reminder. Keep the number of items small enough to maintain. Evidence and humility. Records let teams tell the truth about their own practice. A fair process does not need to be perfect. It needs to be written and followed and reviewed. When a step fails, write it down and change it. Humility is not a soft value. It is the quickest path back to trust. Return to the three doors with the playbook in hand. Work. The next posting lists 2 must-haves and 3 will-train items. The interview day uses 3 core prompts. Reasons are logged. The offer lands inside the posted band. The sponsor places the hire on a visible project by month 3. The dashboard shows the share of interviews with reasons at 100%. Education. The practicum steps page shows early and late slots in bold. The extension request link records time and reason. The deadline sits on a day when the aid portal is fully open. Completion climbs. The dashboard shows a fall in late drop-offs. Leadership. The open call text sits above the slate. The dates are clear. The route to get on the map is explained. The slate refreshes on time. The log shows 1-line reasons for additions. External nominations rise. The dashboard shows a jump in sources of names. What is known at the end of this report? It is known that small, checkable steps can keep paths clean. It is known that structure can create new blind spots, and that tests can find them. It is known that posting the route matters as much as posting the value. It is known that people trust what they can see. What remains unknown? It is not yet known how these steps change long-term outcomes across all groups. That will take time and careful study. It is not yet known which anchors best capture unusual paths to skill. That will take trials and feedback. Unknowns are not a reason to wait. They are a reason to measure. Host note: the report followed 3 doors and named steps that any team can use. The tone stayed neutral. The lens stayed on process. The aim was simple: make the chance to compete both real and visible.